Father's Day is coming up this weekend, and you have done a lot of research on stereotypes and gender identity specifically among men.
Right.
So what are some of the stereotypes and thoughts about dads right now?
We have two popular stereotypes that exist in mainstream American culture. The image of dad that has become really popular over the last 20 or 30 years is really this kind of incompetent guy. If you look at Homer Simpson or Tim Allen's character for Home Improvement, this is a guy that you probably really don't want raising kids. He might be a lot of fun to hang out with, but he's probably not really who you want as your partner or your dad. And that has really become the dominant image of fathers, at least in comedies, whether we're talking TV or movies. We have an older version, if you think back to, say, Bill Cosby as Cliff Huxtable, or Danny Tanner, Bob Saget's character on Full House, and certainly the generation prior to that with Fathers Know Best. We really have a much more competent guy. He's involved, at least somewhat. He's caring. That guy still shows up in a lot of dramas that we see on TV and in the movies, but not really the comedies.
How has this affected real dads?
One of the things that it does is that it sets all of us up in some ways to assume that young adult men, and even guys into their 30s and 40s now who have grown up kind of in this generation, because we're talking about something that goes back to the 80s and 90s, it really sets a low standard. You know, if you believe that all dads are kind of like Homer Simpson or Tim Taylor, then the fact that dad hasn't sent the kids to the ER in a week is probably a pretty big success. That's a pretty low standard. And I think, you know, speaking for myself, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say most guys who are fathers don't really think that that's the minimum they need to be doing. They want to be well above that.
And there's been such a changing paradigm in terms of the family. So women having to work outside the home, the statistics came out recently that 40% of women are the breadwinners. What kind of effect is that having on the paradigm of the family and fatherhood?
The guys who are in their 20s and 30s and even some guys in their 40s who are fathers now, a lot of them are reacting to the fathers that they had, the guys who were positioned as primary breadwinners, maybe disciplinarians, but not particularly emotionally connected or warm toward their kids. So we have this younger generation, the current generation of fathers, who are often making real efforts to be present for their kids in emotional ways, ways that their kid, that they perceive their fathers as not having been present for them. And that's the reality that a lot of folks are growing up with. You have these kinds of new style dads who are very much not like the stereotype. So you have that one lived experience, and then you have this stereotype that they're all aware of. And where they end up as parents 20 years down the road, it's anybody's guess.
What do you personally do for Father's Day?
For Father's Day, I am in the not entirely enviable position of only being the recipient. All my fathers are dead. We're actually going camping this weekend and it's the beginning of a long vacation for us. But one of the things that is particularly important to men who are fathers, especially fathers of teenagers or adult children, is often to spend time with those kids. You know, we've talked about some of the generational changes. We still have a real emphasis in our culture on teaching boys and men to do and not really to express. So guys don't really get taught to drop hints about things that they would like as gifts.
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah. So one of the things as gift givers we need to think about is where do our dads choose to spend their time when they're not doing paid work, when they're not doing the necessary repairs on the house or the active parts of childcare? What are they choosing to do? So what's their hobby? Getting someone something that contributes to their hobby is pretty hard to go wrong there. Getting tickets and going to a game can be a really special moment. And you get a few hours to spend together. And again, you know, men of that older generation and even to some extent you know, the younger guys, not so much taught to talk, but taught to do. So having that shared activity gives you something to do. And then, you know, the 5-minute snippets of conversation that happen along the way give you additional time to connect.